France's invasion of Algeria in 1830 sparked a new interest in North African subjects. This attraction was a matter not only of romantic exoticism, but also of historicism. French men and women naively and erroneously believed that the native population of Algeria afforded them a unique glimpse into a more primitive stage of human evolution. The young painter Theodore Chassériau was no exception. During his trip to Algeria, he wrote, "I have seen some highly curious things, primitive and overwhelming, touching and singular. At Constantine, which is high up in the mountains, one sees the Arab people and the Jewish people living as they were at the very beginning of time." Although Chassériau began his career as a child prodigy in the studio of Ingres, he was quickly seduced by the high-keyed colorism and passionate exoticism of his master's chief rival, Delacroix. In this tender scene, depicting two North African Jewish women rocking an infant in a cradle, the artist emulates not only Delacroix's luxurious palette, but also his fluid draftsmanship.